You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Jamie Lee, are you there?
G'day, Caitlin, how are you?
Hi, good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry to hear it's your last day.
Ah, thank you. It's all right. I'm excited to do something else with my Friday.
Bigger and better things.
Yeah, well, not bigger and better. The Wire. Yeah, The Wire is definitely my greatest achievement that I will ever have. I think Shemin is listening, so just shout out to the news director. but yes, I will be doing something else that is paid with my Fridays.
Good luck with it all.
Yeah, thank you. So we are just going to have just a quick chat today about your 2016 in review, which is, I don't know, I mean, what was your favourite thing or, I don't know, something that really stuck with you from the last year?
Oh, well, I guess the political favourite thing was I was very fortunate to go to the United States mid-year. I went to both the Democratic and the Republican conventions, and they just do politics on such a huge scale over there. So as a politically interested person from New Zealand that's always followed US politics, to see how they do it on such a huge scale and see how they constantly at war with each other, unfortunately, it was a pretty eye-opening experience. It was very cool to see.
That
made me realise just how much I love New Zealand as well.
Amanda and I are freaking out.
Whoa, we had no idea that you were there. That's amazing.
I saw some video of that and it just looked like a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
Inside the conventions it's just massive. They pile, 20,000 people into a convention hall. But Cleveland in Ohio, where they had the Republican convention, they had cops lining the streets everywhere. The protesters weren't too bad, but there was just a huge police presence. It almost felt as though there were more police than there were delegates going to the convention.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
But it's a massive thing. On the non-political side, I've got two cool little kids. I've got a 4.5-year-old boy and an 18-month-old little Aww. Girl, and they're pretty awesome and amazing. And with the politics, you always hear about the politician and what we're involved in, but there's a lovely family sitting behind most of us too, and I've got some cool kids and I love hanging out with them. So really looking forward to seeing them a lot more over summer.
Yeah, that'll be beautiful. I'm so stuck in the convention. It's just wild.
Huge privilege to be there.
Yes, no, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Wait, were you in there as your capacity as a politician?
Yeah, a couple of members of parliament and the Prime Minister's chief staff, we all went over. And Todd Muller, who's from Bay of Plenty, we went to both. So we road trip from Cleveland, Ohio to Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Saw some of the what they call flyover country in the US. Went through some small towns and met all the Donald Trump supporters. And that was the first point where I went and thought to myself, hold on, the New Zealand media is making it sound as though there's no support for Donald Trump in the US. There's actually a hell of a lot of people that are tapping into what he believes in and what he's standing for, which is a little scary. And they just do politics in such a big way, and they're so divided too. You know, Labour and National, we actually get on okay. One of my best friends, I'd say, in the parliament, actually Jacinda Ardern, we get on really well. In the US, though, they hate each other with a passion, and they're just so negative and nasty about each other. It's pretty sad to see.
Yeah, I imagine that if I was in your position, I would definitely still be processing that over the summer break while I was hanging out with my children and having nice family time. Every so often I'd get a flashback of some grandiose American political thing. I mean, I don't know, saw John Key at Kathmandu one time. You know, like it's just, it's a totally different world. You're standing outside. I was like, one of your kids in here? Like, what are you doing, mate? Like, hanging out in Newmarket?
You didn't see Bill English walking through the warehouse with no shoes on like he did a couple of weeks ago.
No, but I saw people that saw that.
That brings so much joy. Yeah, it's just nuts. So, I mean, you know, the comparison, I very much rather be here than over there. In terms of next year for you, what are you looking forward to? What are your kind of priorities for the new year?
Oh, my priority on the political space would be representing my constituents. It's going to sound a bit boring, I know, but we get thousands of people coming through the office every year, and helping them is why you become an MP. You don't go into Parliament to sit there in the green chairs arguing with other people. You go there to to help people and do some good things. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to do that work. We've got the election coming up too, so it's going to be a good contest of ideas. Bill English is going to put himself before the country, and the country will get to determine whether he's worthy of re-electing or not. I believe he is, and we'll have to go out there and tell people why. So that'll be what we spend most of our time doing, the political scene. And unfortunately, the way elections go these days, the election kind of starts on probably the 1st of February. It's a bit too early, but it's the way we do things these days.
Yeah, I am looking forward to not covering the election this time around. That's great. Just finally, before you go, I did just want to check, in light of... And I kind of think about this in terms of like a going into 2017 kind of vibe as well, like what the election will be and all that kind of thing. Prime Minister Bill English and Deputy Prime Minister Paula Bennett did cop some flack this week for saying that they were not a feminist, or they didn't understand the term, or they were a feminist on some days or others. Yeah, you'd sit firmly in the feminist camp then?
Yeah, if feminism is believing that men and women should be treated equally, then yeah, I'm happy to say I'm a feminist.
Because do you think that it is interesting to sit, because I mean, because you're very strongly, yes, I am a feminist, and Brian Tamaki's comments are outrageous, and you know, very very much sitting on that end of the social spectrum. Is it difficult to be part of a party sometimes where that is maybe not what the people high up are saying, you know? I mean, is that going to be something that you maybe talk to somebody about in the new year?
That's not hard. Look, the National Party is 59 of us. We have a broad cross-section of views on these things. And on social issues, conscience issues, we're spread out along the spectrum as MPs. I'm one of the most socially liberal MPs with most of the conscience vote issues that you could think of. I'd be on the social liberal side, the libertarian side. I believe in maximising people's freedom. I also believe we should be treating all people equally. Now, whether that's on a race or religion or gender issue, that's where I sit. If some of my colleagues have a slightly different view, I respect the fact that they're entitled to that view, but we respectfully disagree on things like that. And look, I think ultimately Paula Bennett is someone, as Minister of Women, that wants to advance the cause of women and wants to stand up and be a champion for women. She may not always sit in the space that every woman wants, but you find me a politician that pleases everybody, and let's go make them a saint, because they're pretty rare.
It'd make a great bingo game, I think.
A great what, sorry?
A great bingo game, if you were to try and devise some sort of game whereby you found somebody who you liked all things about. Generally in the world. But no, thank you so much for speaking with me and also Amanda.
Yeah, we'll keep speaking next year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you very much for taking part in the final Friday Wire for 2016.
The final Wire at all for 2016 as well.
Oh, that's right. We're coming on the Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, have an amazing break with your family, and we'll be in touch again next year.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Have a good break.
Merry Christmas.
See you next year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.